In our latest edition of Cheers to Michigan, Michigan Radio's Lester Graham and mixologist Tammy Coxon explore how it is that absinthe got such a bad reputation and why it was banned for a century.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I see you've got a bottle of absinthe there. I'm a fan of absinthe.
Well, I'm glad you're a big fan of absinthe, Lester, because this drink is going to use an entire ounce of it.
An ounce? A whole ounce?
I know. We're used to absinthe in drinks.
Yeah, a little quarter ounce maybe, if that much.
Right, or a rinse on the glass. No, this is an absinthe cocktail.
Wow. Well, what kind of absinthe are you using?
I'm using Long Road Distillers Absinthe.
Oh, they've been making absinthe for a while now, yeah.
They released this absinthe last Halloween. It's their special Halloween release. And I decided on this cocktail today because Long Row was just nominated as Best Distillery in a variety of categories in the USA Today 10 Best Reader's Choice Travel Awards.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
About time Michigan and the Beer City got a little love.
They have gotten love from this particular award before. This is their fourth time in the Best Craft Specialty Spirits category. And there's nothing that's more craft specialty spirit than absinthe.
Well, the last time we were there for a book thing, Cheers to Michigan, at Long Road. And they have a shelf of bottles with medals. So it's not surprising that they're winning more medals because they've got a history of doing that.
They do. And they make great products. So I'm really happy to have a chance to use a little more of this absinthe than I have before. Because you know, a bottle of absinthe for most people is a lifetime supply.
For most people. So a whole ounce of absinthe in this drink, what else is in it?
So, ounce of absinthe, and then an ounce and a half of Aperol.
Ooh, that sounds super sweet. Okay.
So Aperol is interesting, right? Because it's sweet and it's bitter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to balance a little bit. And then an ounce of lemon juice.
Okay.
So we've got some balance for
a
the sweet there.
A whole ounce of lemon juice.
Whole ounce of lemon juice. Quarter ounce of simple syrup. Mouthfeel, balancing out that lemon juice. A dash of orange bitters.
Mm-hmm.
That's all four ingredients. Shake that up with ice. Strain it into a martini or a coupe glass. And then garnish it with a flaming orange twist.
Oh, nice little touch. Somebody was asking us at one of those book events, what's the fanciest garnish you can use? What's going to impress your guest the most? And it was like, well, that's easy, a flaming orange. And it's really easy to learn how to do. You can find all kinds of instructions online. And you did it for this one, too. That's nice.
Yes, but as you saw, there's a lot of variability. It depends a lot on the oranges that you get. And this orange was not so great. So
I find small oranges work better than large oranges.
Really has to do with the texture of the skin. And I'm kind of glad you didn't catch my pathetic flaming on camera. I would have been shamed.
I just have you holding the orange peel and a lighter, and that's it.
So what do you know about the history of absinthe, Lester?
Well, there's the rumor that Van Gogh allegedly used a lot of yellows and greens because absinthe messed with his mind, but that's about all I've ever heard, and I assume that's a myth.
Yes. They also say that that's why he cut his ear off. Absinthe was very, very alcoholic, and that's really what was going on, but it got this reputation as being the green fairy and this hallucinogenic product. None of that was true. Not then, not now. But it got a bad reputation and ended up being banned in most of the world starting in 1912. And the reason that they gave for that ban was a guy named Jean Lanfray, and this drink is named for him.
In what way?
Because he would drink from 2 to 2 every day.
Oh, man. That's not good.
And so let's be clear, Jean Lanfray was not a nice guy. The reason they banned absinthe is because he killed his whole family, and they blamed that on the absinthe. Now, he had also had, on the day he had 2 glasses of absinthe, he also had, you know, 2 bottles of wine and several brandies, stopped for a sandwich, had a cup of coffee, had some more beer. The absinthe was the least of his troubles that day. But the French wine lobby was a little upset that absinthe had kind of gotten into their market share, and so they kind of went on a misinformation campaign and got it banned all around the world.
I bet you in 1912, the French wine industry had some pretty good lobbyists. I mean, you know, you think of wine and you think of France often.
And at the time, they were recovering from this big phylloxera epidemic that had wiped out the wine grapes throughout France, and so they were just starting to get back into the market, and it was hard to compete with something bottled at 160 proof.
That means absinthe was banned for almost a century. I mean, when was it allowed in the U.S. again?
I think it was 2007 that the law was changed.
So very close to a century long, and now it's pretty popular in the craft cocktail movement. I won't drink to Lafrey, and I'm not going to drink to 2-2, but I will drink to the return of absinthe. So let's take a taste.
All right. It's a lot of history packed into one cocktail.
I would not have guessed there's a full ounce of absinthe in there, but it's definitely there. I mean, it's the predominant ingredient in there, no matter how much Aperol you put in there or lemon juice or anything else. But it's, I think it's really tasty. But as I recall, during classes, you said you weren't much of an absinthe fan.
So I don't love that black licorice flavor that people associate with absinthe. That comes not from the wormwood, which was the supposed to make you crazy part, but it comes from anise. So Long Road is using star anise and fennel, which also have that kind of licorice-y flavor, but not in a super black licorice-y all sorts kind of way. So that's already got a leg up and it's going for me. And in a cocktail, I can appreciate absinthe. I love Aperol. I like that bitter, sweet, citrusy combination. So the Aperol is doing a lot here to balance the absinthe for me. But I really enjoy the combination.
It is good. Cheers.
Cheers.